Both the Libyan government and rebel leaders outwardly express confidence their side will prevail. But behind the scenes, concerns are rising that the 8-week conflict may be at a stalemate. Government forces continue to besiege the western rebel city of Misrata and remain just outside Ajdabiya, a key eastern town that has changed hands numerous times. Former Libyan Foreign Minister and Intelligence Chief Moussa Koussa, who defected to Britain 2 weeks ago, warned in an interview with the BBC that the country risked falling into the chaos seen in Somalia. But rebels dismissed the idea, questioning Koussa's motives, and that the conflict has any of the elements of civil war. Koussa, meanwhile, is heading to Qatar to attend an international conference on Libya's future, where he's likely to express his views. Rebel media spokesman Mustafa Geryani.
We don't have ethnic groups waging a war against each other. We don't have political parties that wage war against each other. There's two fronts. There's the people of the country, the Libyan people, and there's Gaddafi, Colonel Gaddafi, and his regime and his kids.
Whatever their popular support, the rebels have been unable to make much headway on the battlefield. Their farthest drive was under the aerial protection of a mission led by the U.S., France, and Britain. Those gains have been reversed during the time NATO has been in charge of the campaign. With the momentum bogging down, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé called on NATO to do more.
Il faut d'abord que l'OTAN joue pleinement son rôle. L'OTAN a voulu prendre la direction militaire des opérations. Nous l'avons
Speaking
accepté.
On French radio, Juppé said NATO has to play its role in full, including preventing the Libyan leader from using heavy weaponry to bomb the population. The call came one day after an African Union delegation failed to broker a peace deal, rejected by rebels for failing to include Colonel Gaddafi's ouster. While possible diplomatic and military solutions to end the conflict remain unclear, a Turkish initiative is currently under consideration, one thing is certain, the humanitarian toll is high. Simon Brooks heads the Red Cross mission in Benghazi.
Regrettably, the longer this goes on, the more the civilian population will be affected by the conflict, by the fighting. And we are deeply troubled by what we're starting to see as more fundamental issues affecting daily life.
Brooks says the Red Cross has been able to deliver supplies this week to Misrata, but he adds he sees signs that if the conflict were to continue for any length of time, it would be a major challenge for such groups as the Red Cross to respond. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Benghazi.